Hey, my friends, welcome to the 26th Fry Night Lincoln Show. Two full seasons of the Fry Night Lincoln Show have been completed. This is the first Fry Night Lincoln Show of the third season. It's summer now. I am sitting in the shade under the hot, sunny blue skies of Roland Heights, California, near L.A. I am here for the wedding of Mandy Dortnack and Gabe Boer. They are having an outdoor wedding tomorrow on this property. I asked them if they would tell us their story. Here's Gabe and Mandy.
Hello, I'm Gabriel Boer, and I'm going to be married to Mandy Dortnack tomorrow evening, which would be Saturday. And she's a really wonderful girl. I met her in Oregon on last year, July 2006, and at a music camp, my family's music camp. And we're really excited about we had a good time of getting to know each other. And she's a really just beautiful inside and out. And she's got a wonderful heart for the Lord, and just real excited about getting to know her a lot better. So.
I'm Mandy Dortnack, and I'm getting married to Gabe Boer tomorrow. And guess what? I met him in Oregon last summer, too. Pretty awesome. But anyways, I just appreciate him so much. It was so cool. Last Christmas Eve, he called my dad, and within a month and a half, we were engaged, and now we're getting married tomorrow.
A 12 by 32 foot stage is being set up in the yard for Mandy and Gabe's wedding. Helping build the big stage at a cabinet shop was very interesting. Paul programmed the geometric shapes of the 124 pieces into his computer, and the computer-controlled CNC machine automatically cut out the shapes of the complicated pieces from the sheets of plywood. 700 white chairs have been set up. Many of your online friends are here right now. The final song is Gabe, Merwin, Brendan, and Ben Boer performing Gypsy Cowboy Band from their CD called Side by Side. Ben is singing lead. Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Some cowboys sat around the fire in dark and stardust night, their faces lit by embers of the dancing firelight. They traded tales of pasture vales and hummed their favorite tune, their sounds of quiet laughter heard beneath the rustler's moon. Then about the time they all were ready to retire, they heard an unfamiliar sound that caused them to inquire, where just before 'twas nothing more than silent desert air. A lovely girl approached with haunting eyes and raven hair, and following behind her as the cowboys stood and stared, a gypsy band appeared. When cowboys and gypsies meet, the sparks are sure to fly. They'll dance the night fandango underneath the desert sky. Trepidation showed in every cowboy's eye. They thought the gypsies sought to take their horses by surprise. But then they heard the sound of mandolins and tambourines, and soon their boots were tapping as the girl began to sing. Next thing you know, old Gabe was reaching out for his guitar. Merwin grabbed the bones and started howling at the stars. Brendan grabbed his fiddle like a man who was insane, and started playing notes he'll never ever play again. The coyote started crying as it tried to sing along to that gypsy cowboy song. When cowboys and gypsies meet, the sparks are sure to fly. They'll dance the night fandango underneath the desert sky. Cowboys told the gypsies they should end their music feast. Their bodies were still aching from the chores the day before, and though they'd love to carry on, they couldn't take much more. So as the gypsies rode away, the cowboys said farewell.
knowing no one would believe the story they could tell. How one night they were more than just a few old hired hands. They were a gypsy cowboy band. When cowboys and gypsies meet, the sparks are sure to fly. They'll dance the night fandango underneath the desert sky. They'll dance the night fandango underneath the desert sky.
Thanks for listening.